It's Flaccid Friday, and we're into the Power Hour. And I must say, I've just received an email from Myrtle Beach Doug. Now, he started Flaccid Friday.
He didn't mean to.
No, he didn't mean
but
to.
But he did.
Yeah. We unexpectedly started Titillation Tuesday 6 months ago when someone emailed me to say that they had had sex on the 50-yard line of the UNC Tar Heel Stadium, Keenan Stadium, when they were in college there with their boyfriend who was the punter on the team in the late 70s. All right. That started Titillation Tuesday. Was I titillated by it? Of course I was.
Yes.
Yes. Then Myrtle Beach Doug started emailing us a lot of his sexual exploits. Therefore, we called it Flaccid Friday. Flaccid Friday was born. This
he
one,
didn't have the same je ne sais quoi
that's right.
Sex on the 50-yard line
that's right.
of a football field.
That's right. But I tell you what spurred this story was the in a Denver report an hour and a half ago, the doctor who was having sex in front of all of his coworkers.
With coworkers.
With coworkers, and then walking down the hallway naked.
Butt naked.
Yeah. So for whatever reason, it spurred a story for Myrtle Beach Doug. And in the middle of it, I was like, my gosh, what is going on here? But at the
end. Are you flaccid?
Yeah, totally flaccid. Totally. But he said that when he was back, he says, 20 years old. I'll just paraphrase here. It's a sleeping with a coworker story. And he was working for an engraving company, made plaques for desks, glass, mugs, so forth. He's 20 years old. His female manager asked if he wanted to smoke a little green. He said, sure. One thing led to another. They began a relationship. So one night, she comes over to his house with no panties on. And she says, I want to make love on the golf course. He lived right next to a golf course. And he's like, all right, let's do it.
So like the ones with sand traps or the ones with giraffes and elephants and sharks?
Big difference.
Sand traps.
Okay.
Fairways and such.
Fairways, yes. Because he says he went right behind the third hole green. And they're out by three out in the apron next to the sand trap. Yeah. He says he put down a big blanket, and it was the best sex he ever had with the woman on top. Okay, she gets on top, straddles him, they make love. She brought a bottle of wine, a condom, and no panties on. That was what she brought, wearing knee-high boots, and he was turned on immediately, as you can imagine. So here they go through
it. It's not flaccid yet.
No, it's pretty good. I mean, yeah. I was reading, I was like, dang, this is a pretty good story here. At the end of it, he said, that's the best sex I ever had with a girl on top. This is from Myrtle Beach Doug. When we finished, I didn't want to litter, so I dropped the used condom into the cup on the third green. So whoever played the next day.
Or some poor groundskeeper, more likely.
Right, it probably so.
Yeah, because they had to change the cup.
They're changing out the cup.
Morning.
That's
yeah.
right. God, Myrtle Beach, no. Instantly went flaccid. I mean, I was really getting into it, and then that was his last thing. I'm sure the first golfer had an unpleasant surprise when he sank that putt the next day. God. Jeez, Myrtle Beach, Doug. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Now, BB Shea, you play a lot of rounds of golf. Do you ever play like the first round of the day?
No, I'm never up that early.
Oh, really?
No.
So you're not discovering things that people have left
thankfully.
Every night?
No,
thankfully.
God. You wouldn't
know how pissed I would be if I saw that?
When I was in college, a guy told me that was his date plan for the night. He had a bottle of wine, two glasses. Like, I'm going to take my girlfriend out to the golf course. And he's like, for me, it's just a cheap date. For her, it'll be really romantic, and I'll wind up. And they did, out there on the golf course. That's pretty cool. For me, I'd love
to.
I'm into that.
You're the perfect audience.
Plus, I was a great, I heard that, and I was like, dang, you're kidding. And the next day, he's like, yeah, we did it out over at Old Bow. Old Bow was a golf course up in the
I'm
area.
I'm familiar.
You know Old Bow. Yeah. Or have you played it?
No, never played it, but
fine
I'm familiar.
Course. Fine course. I went there. We had other, Watauga County, whatever. Very hilly course to be. That kind of activity. There, Myrtle Beach Doug. Okay.
They ever found themselves rolling down the hill?
Yeah, they had a real problem.
In the throes of passion.
In the throes of passion, they roll down a hill onto the green, and then you've got all sorts of problems.